You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo, a leading voice on immigration reform, specifically for a border security first approach to immigration reform. We want to get his thoughts on some of the latest developments in this national debate. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
A couple of different things I want to get your thoughts on. First of all, there was some talk in the last couple of weeks about whether closing the border was the right way to contain a potential outbreak of the swine flu. Now we're hearing that the strain is on the decline and probably won't be as bad as most people thought. But what do you make of the way that question was handled by this government?
Well, they abandoned protocol, past protocol, I should say, that would have directed them to do exactly what we're suggesting, and that is to seal your borders almost immediately. Once you know that the flu virus is emanating out of a particular country, the problem is that you cannot necessarily contain it. But what you're trying to do is minimize the impact, of course, and reduce the number of people coming into the country with it, so you can contain or reduce the amount that it's spread. It's just a matter of triaging it in a way. So we should have done it. We don't do it. Now there is a new State Department policy that is identified under the SPP, which is the Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement out of the State Department and Department of Commerce. Many people point to that as an example of the desire of the government to go into this ill-conceived adventure of a North American union. And this paper, this report, says that under these conditions, when you have a pandemic or the threat of a pandemic, you should try to contain it on the North American continent. But it does not say anymore that you should try to contain it within your country. It's an interesting change. And it does, I think, indicate a desire on the part of a lot of people to simply eliminate borders. That is really, I know it sounds strange, but I assure you that there are people who are committed to a North American union, just like a European union, where you have not just an economic arrangement, low tariffs or no tariffs, but you actually have a political arrangement, like the European Parliament, which now collects taxes and passes laws.
Congressman, President Obama has articulated in a couple of times his public opinion on what immigration policy should look like. He insists it's not an amnesty approach, saying those who are in the country illegally would pay a huge fine. They would have to get behind those in line trying to come into the country in a legal fashion. He says that he would also enforce workplace rules that make sure that employees are, in fact, in this country legally. What do you expect in terms of the legislation coming down the pike here probably this summer?
I believe that it'll be a heck of a battle, because all the things he says are, again, that's an Obama-esque way of saying something. And the something is, I'm going to propose and push for amnesty. I'm going to call it something else so that we will not enrage the great middle class that has in the past shut down the phones at both the White House and the Senate. He doesn't want to see that again, so he's suggesting that it's something other than amnesty. If you are in this country illegally, if you have broken the law, and if you are allowed to stay, then that is amnesty. And I don't care how many ways you try to obfuscate. It's amnesty. And it's an insult to everybody who's come the right way. If, in fact, that's what we're going to do, charge somebody money, in this case you say a fine, why don't we just simply tell the whole world, send us a check, and we'll send you a visa. If that's the way we're going to do it, why should we worry with the process that we call immigration? And by the way, it's against the law to hire people who are illegal. That's today's law. That's not a new law. It would be nice to see him enforce it, of course, but he's suggesting that it's something brand new, as he suggests that waiting in line would be something brand new. If you apply for immigration into this country, you wait in line. Everybody does. It's nothing, what's the big deal about saying, well, they'll have to wait in line? Yeah, you're right. So does everybody who wants to come into the country. So it's ridiculous. And I hope that America sees through it. We'll see. I mean, you have to admit, he is a cult leader, and the cult will go with him anywhere he wants to go. You just don't know about the size of the cult, how big it is, if it's shrinking or growing. But he is a cult leader, and you have to realize that he's not just a political figure. He is truly a cult leader.
Congressman, last question's on a little bit of a different tack. I think a lot of our listeners are aware that you were treated extremely rudely and not given a chance to speak on the campus, I believe, of the University of North Carolina recently. What does it say over the past few weeks when folks like you are not given a chance to give your opinion on a pivotal issue, much as the beauty pageant contestant has been vilified for her position on marriage? What does that say about discourse and tolerance in this country?
It says that the people who have always claimed to be for the right of free speech are anything but. They are total hypocrites. I have never been at an event in my life, and I've been to many political events put on by our side and the other side, you know, liberals and conservatives. I've disagreed with the speaker. I've even held signs up outside in disagreement with the presentation. Never have I seen in my entire political career conservatives shut down a liberal speaker, not allowing them to speak. That has never, ever happened, of which I am aware. No circumstance like that. And yet, they're getting by with it all over the place. And it's amazing to me how the hypocrisy is not evident to even the people who are perpetrating these acts. I mean, how can they be on a campus, on a place where they're supposed to be, you know, the free marketplace of ideas, And say they're afraid of having anyone else's idea heard? They're afraid of what I say. I mean, it's astounding to me. What is it that I say that can get them so riled up that they start throwing bricks through windows and essentially causing a riot? I'm amazed at it, but I'm also amazed at the number of professors that were involved with them, egging them on. It was really discouraging.
Congressman, unfortunately, we need to close on that note. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Former Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredi. When we come back on Dateline Washington, the marriage debate rages again as Maine legalizes same-sex marriage. Brian Brown of the National Organization for Marriage is with us next.